So a good Erev Yom Kippur to everybody, and of course we're mindful of the halacha that emerges from the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. The Rabbi Kiva would say, "Lo hiyi al eis lambo nibeis hamedrash shalamale de pischa." Such a busy day, the Korban Pesach, in principle, but certainly in Yanei Chametz Umatza as well, and Umale Yom de Kippure, and that could be for many different reasons. Kol ochel b'shoseb umale lav kasev gilu. And even as the Rambam does not have that halacha, but it's certainly a day of preparing in many different ways for the Achas Bashana. So I thought it would be a special opportunity for us to have a limud for Erev Yom Kippur. The Rambam calls the halachos of Yom HaKippurim, not Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, but Hilchos Shvisas Asar, where the Rambam is looking to project the dimension of Shabbos Shabbos, so in the relationship between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, that's why it's positioned in Sefer Zmanim right after Shabbos and Erevin, and before we get to Hilchos Yom Tov, that's, you know, reflected in the Kriyas Satorah, six Aliyos, right in between the seven of Shabbos and the five of Yom Tov. It's of course reflected in the you know, the Onesh being right in between, you know, the Isser Misa, the Isser Skila of Shabbos, and the Isser Malkos of you know, just general Yom Tov. So this is an Isser Kares. So the Rambam did this in a variety of ways. So just a quick skira in Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes Mitzvah Asi Lishbos Mimalacha Be'Asr LaChodesh Hashvi Shenamar Shabbat Shabbason Hu Lacham. So it begins with the Isser Malacha, which is obviously the most dramatic point of overlap with Hilchos Shabbos. And the Rambam in Halacha Bey is just in case, you know, we weren't already aware of it based on the title of Shvisas Asor and based on the placement in Sefer Zmanim. And the Rambam's beginning, not with what we call the Inuyim, but beginning with the Yisr Malacha. And the Rambam says in Halacha Bey is Kam Malacha Shechayav and Ozone B'Shabbos, Skila Chayav and Ozone B'Asor Kares. When the Rambam comes back and says at the end of that Halacha, Klalo Shal Davarin Bin Shabbos Yom HaKippurim Bin Yonim Elu Eshes Dom Malacha B'Shabbos Skila Uviyom HaKippurim Bekares. Then, perhaps most famously, in Halacha Dalet, Mitzvah Sa'asei Acheres Yesh Miyom HaKippurim V'hi Lishbo Sbo Me'achilu Shesiyah Shenemar Ta'anu Nafsho Seicham. The Rambam pulled a remarkable, reformulation, one of the most classical ones in the Yad HaChazaka. It's not Inuyim, it's Shvisos, right? It's Shvisa Me'achilu Shesiyah. Mi'pi Hashmu Alamdu Eizau Inuy Shula Nefesh Za'atzom V'chol Atzom Bokim Mitzvah Sa'asei etc. And then the Rambam comes back and he talks about what he believes are Yisurei Daraisa of the Shari Nuyim, unlike many of the Bali Atosos and the Rash. And he says, Mitzvah Lishbos Mikolelu Kederach Shashova Me'achila Vishasiya Shenamar Shabbat Shabbason Shabbos Le'inyan Achila Shabbason Le'inyanim Elu. Right, so a very fascinating idea, the expansive Shvisa Shabbos Shabbason. And again, it's a little bit different than the Rambam's presentation in the Koseres, when it's Lishbos Bo Milacha, Shalolasos Bo Milacha, then it's Lehisanos Bo and Shalolachol Vilishtos Bo, so the Rambam here is projecting this Shvisa. It's Hilchos Shvisas Asur. And, you know, the Rambam goes on from here. So what the Rambam wanted to try to show is that Yom Kippur is Shabbos plus, in many respects, right? It's the Isser Malacha of Shabbos plus that whole idea of an island in time, which Shabbos represents as fundamentally expanded on Yom HaKippurim to include Shavisa Me'achilo Shasiyah. And there really is like a foundational difference when you think about it as Inuyim, one thinks about purgation and Kapara, one thinks about it as Shavisa, it's an opportunity to try to divest oneself, to try to immerse oneself from all of what the Rambam might call in another context, Havalei Ha'olam, and to focus exclusively on the reality of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So, as only the Rambam could, what I wanted to focus on is the last halacha in Hilchos Shvisas Asor, where the Rambam, as only he could, and the organizational genius comes back to the beginning. So, Yesh Mekomos, the Rambam's here quoting the right, the Mishnah and Psachim, Yesh Mekomo Shenagu Lahavdik Esaner B'Leila Yom HaKippurim Kedei Shiyeh Lo Boshes Panim Me'ishto V'Lo Yavu L'Dei Tashmei Shamita. Okay, V'Yesh Mekomo Shenagu Shelo Lahavdik Shemayira Ishto V'Tisa Chin V'Einav V'Yavu L'Dei Tashmei. Right, so it's Shneim L'Dvarecha Niskavnu. This is the classical example of Nara Naru Pashtei. We wanted so much to make a gesture, you know, with respect to, the Kedushas Hayom and making sure that there's no hergil l'dvar aveira. So some people lit the candle, some people didn't light the candle, right? It's all, you know, opposite practices, but again, you know, v'libam shava, it's a beautiful thing. And then the Rambam finishes, and it is nothing short of exquisite. V'imchal yom ha-kippurim lios b'shabbos, back to the beginning, the convergence of Yom Kippur and Shabbos, chayov in akol lahadlik b'chol makom, even if the general minag would not be to light in the house, only in the Beis HaKnesses, let's say, to have the Ner Shabbos for purposes of, you know, for purposes of Havdalah. But chayov in akol lahadlik b'chol makom, shadlakas ner b'Shabbos chova. In the end of the day, Yom Kippur falls back very much into the theme of Shabbos, imchal yom ha-kippurim lios b'Shabbos. We can't neglect, right, the idea of Ner Beso, of Ner Shabbos, and everything that represents, and Shalom Beso. So the Rambam here is expressing the notion that, you know, the different minhagim on Yom Kippur per se are absolutely valid, but what would never be valid is for a minhag Yom HaKippurim not to light the candles, to come at the expense of a fundamental din of Shabbos. After all, for the Rambam, the whole Kedusha of Yom Kippur, Shvisas Asar Shabbos Shabboson, is an outgrowth of and an expansion of Kiddusha Shabbos, right? Another dimension of that, of course, is the Rambam's notion of Tosefes, you know, Yom HaKippurim, B'tisha L'chodesh B'erev, Me'erev Arev. The Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos, the Raisa, but Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. But Shabbos remains very, very much the foundation. I think that is a very important point for us to think about. In a broader sense, Shabbos, as we know, is a reflection of Be'ahava, Mikra Kodesh, right? The idea of the unbreakable bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. And small wonder then that Yom Kippur is really an expansion of the same theme. Lo hayu yomim tovim u'smeicham liYisrael, right? Ketubah v'liki Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim, Yom Mechila u'slicha liYisrael, Yom shenisnu bo luchos hashniyos, the restoration of that profound sense of ahava, daven ni'ila, and this comes through, right, in a very dramatic way, of the special role of ahava on Yom HaKippurim, right, ashreicham Yisrael, lifnemiya tamitarin. So that entire theme, you know, of ahava was first established by Shabbos. It expands on Yom Kippur, and again, whenever there would be a theoretical conflict, you know, in terms of places, mekomo shenagu, of course, we need the Ner of Shabbos, because that Ner of Shabbos remains the foundational idea of Yom Kippur at its core, the special relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Just like Shabbos was exclusive, Yom Kippur, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, Universal Day, Hayom Haras Olam, Zayom Tchilas Masach Chazikar on the Yom Rishon, right? When it comes to Yom Kippur, that's already very much between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Lifnei Hashem Titaru, only we are permitted on Yom Kippur to come Lifnei Hashem, and it is all rooted, especially Lishitas HaRambam, Shivisas Asor, Sefer Zmanim, right? Shabbos Shabbason, and the special Kedusha of Shabbos, and the special theme and motif of what Shabbos has to represent. Wishing everybody Gemar Chasima Tova, wishing everybody a meaningful Yom HaKippurim, intensive Yom HaKippurim, but a Yom HaKippurim that's also reflective of the idea of Ava, Bein Hashem, Levein, Amo, special love between Hashem and the Jewish people that's expressed. Reconciliation of Yom HaKippurim, Yom Shenisnu Bo Lichos Shnios, Yom Mechila, Yom Slicha, as we daven during the Ilah. It should be a day where we sense, for all of its intensity, a powerful sense of Ahava that defines Yom HaKippurim.